C-O-L-G-A-T-E. Colgate presents Phil Stern
with the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Phil Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, is on the air. Phil Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, with stories rare. Take his advice and you'll look keen. You'll get a shave that's smooth and clean. You'll be a Colgate brushless fan.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern with the 331st edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel. Our guest tonight is the famous movie star Jack Carson. But first, Reel One, Profile of a Sports Mystery. This is the legend of a mystery ship, a ship that sailed into oblivion. This story is so strange that it's been told and retold many times in Europe, but as far as I know, this story has never been told in America. This is the strange story of a mystery at sea. The mystery of a sailing boat named the Ventrobe. Originally, the Ventrobe sailed out of Nova Scotia, bound for the Mediterranean Ocean. And one day, several weeks later, this boat was sighted in the Mediterranean. She was sighted sailing smoothly along, her sails fully set, apparently in no trouble. Yet upon investigation, there was not a single soul on board that boat. Her crew had deserted. Apparently, the crew had just left the ship. Yet there was no sign of them for miles around. Nor was there any reason for them leaving the ship. The boat was in good order. There had been no storm. Why, then, had the crew of the good ship Ventrobe suddenly disappeared as if into thin air? And why had they abandoned their ship? Nobody knew the answer. Nor was any survivor ever found alive until one day, one survivor was found alive. This sole survivor suddenly appeared in Greece. And he won an amazing amount of money at a racetrack. But before the police could reach this survivor in Greece, he had disappeared. However, the police were now on the lookout for this survivor. They wanted to catch him very badly, for they thought if they could catch him, they might be able to solve the mystery of the sailing ship Ventrobe. For through this survivor, they hoped to find out why the crew had deserted and how come only this one survivor had been able to get safely away. However, the longer the police went on searching for this survivor, the more hopeless it became, until one day, the Romanian police received a tip. A tip that this same survivor had been seen again, this time in Romania, at a racetrack outside of Bucharest. Immediately, the police went into action. They rushed out to that racetrack, where they did finally catch this sole survivor. But even though they finally did catch him, the police still couldn't solve the mystery, for they couldn't ask this survivor any questions. You see, this survivor was a horse, a racehorse. The story created a sensation. Everybody wanted to know how a horse had been able to get off that mystery ship. How had this horse gotten to Greece and then on to Romania? Nobody could answer those questions, nor could anyone tell why the horse's owner had disappeared just as soon as the police had arrived. By now, however, this horse was so famous that the Romanian government stepped into the picture and took over possession of the horse. And they turned the horse out to pasture on Romanian government lands. That might have been the end of the story of this racehorse. If soon after this, this same horse had not been found dead. Nobody seemed to know why the horse had died. And to find out why, a veterinarian was called in, and an autopsy was performed on that horse. Immediately, the reason for the horse's death did become known. That horse had died from drinking impure water, for the water found in that horse's stomach contained oil. And that water had come from the ground, which meant that there must be oil in that ground, and there was. And so, thanks to a racehorse, an amazing discovery was made. The discovery of huge oil fields in Romania, the Plestri oil fields, worth $900 million. And that's the story. The story of the world's richest oil fields that might not have been discovered but for a racehorse, who was the sole survivor from one of the strangest mysteries of the sea. Profile of an officially recorded mystery that made history. Reel two. He's the big boy, the tennis champ. Big Bill Tilden, now past 50, is still a king on the tennis courts. When it comes to shaving, Big Bill Tilden courts comfort and speed with Colgate Brushless Shave Cream. Here's the way Bill Tilden recently wrote me about Colgate Brushless Shave Cream.
Dear Bill, as you know, I've been a Colgate Brushless Booster for years. I stay with it, Bill, because it's one brushless cream that stays moist all the way through a shave, doesn't dry out, and doesn't leave my sensitive skin the least bit sore. You can depend on me, Bill, to recommend Colgate Brushless, the shave cream of champions, to all the tennis gang. Signed, Bill Tilden.
Fast tennis is Tilden's business, but fast shaving is his pleasure. That's a pleasure you can all share when you make Colgate Brushless your shaving cream. If you have that TNT combination, tough whiskers planted in a tender skin, all the more reason to hail the shave cream a champion. It's made specially for men with dry, sensitive skin and stubborn beard. You wet your face, smooth it on, then shave it off, just like that. And in those couple of minutes, Colgate Brushless wilts your wiry whiskers, so your razor can cut them clean and close, no sting or smart, no after irritation. And because it's not gooey, gummy, or greasy, Colgate Brushless rinses off your razor and face in a flash. So my advice to you is to get yourself a jumbo jar of Colgate Brushless shave cream tonight. And if it doesn't perform to the hilt, I invite you to send the carton top to me, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey, and you'll get double your money back. Okay? Remember, the 9-ounce jumbo jar saves you money. It's a big buy. Reel 3. Colgate's camera close-up of Jack Carson. Here is one of Hollywood's best-known movie and radio stars, the star of Warner Brothers Pictures. Right at this moment, Jack Carson is appearing on Broadway at the New York Strand Theater. And to bring you Jack Carson in person, we've installed a microphone backstage. So now, without further ado, we switch you backstage to the New York Strand Theater, where the next voice you hear will be the famous star, Jack Carson.
Thank you, Bill, and good evening, everybody. You should see the picture that's playing here at the Strand Theater with me. It's called Three Strangers. Three Strangers? The three strangest people I know of are Spencer Tracy, Dennis Morgan, and Hildegard. I should know, because we all came from Milwaukee. You know, back in Milwaukee, we all got our start by acting in plays. Of course, Spencer Tracy and Dennis played my father. Yes, and Hildegard played my mother. But I promised Bill Stern I'd be serious tonight and cut out the jokes, so I will be serious. Bill asked me to tell the best sports story I know. And the best sports story I know concerns a famous prize fighter who really did come from Milwaukee. His name was Fred Levinsky. And many years ago, one day just after the turn of the century, this Fred Levinsky was walking along a country road when he saw one of the then newfangled horseless carriages in trouble alongside of the road. And as the prize fighter came up to the automobile, a mechanic who was working on it said, "Mr. Levinsky, I could make this thing run if I could get some money. Could you let me borrow $100? If you will, I'll give you a half interest in this car and anything we can make from the car." Fred Levinsky thought it over for a moment. But then the prize fighter decided not to lend this money to the unknown mechanic. Years later, these two men were destined to meet again. Fred Levinsky, by this time, was all through as a fighter, and he was broke. But the mechanic who had offered him a half interest in his automobile had made a fortune from that car. For his name was Henry Ford. This is Jack Carson returning you to Bill Stern.
Thank you so much. Good luck and good night, Jack Carson. Reel 4. Portrait of the Past. 72 years ago tonight, according to a legend, a strange story began. The legend of a dead body. A legend that began near Boston, Massachusetts, in a graveyard on a cold, bitter, wintry night, when two men stole quietly into that graveyard and began to work. The men worked quietly in that graveyard for a few minutes until one of them broke the silence by saying,
"Hurry up, will you? Let's get out of here."
"Not till we get the body."
"You mean you're going to really steal the body right out of its coffin?"
"That's just what I mean to do. And the sooner we do it, the sooner we can get out of here."
Now you know what those two men were doing in that graveyard. They were stealing a dead body, and they did steal that body. For the following day, newspaper headlines told the grim story.
"Extra! Extra! Read all about it! Body stolen from cemetery! See steal body from coffin in cemetery! Get your papers, Mr. Extra!"
That story created a sensation, and the police immediately went to work to catch those thieves who'd stolen the body. And the police did catch those thieves. They caught the thieves red-handed with a stolen body still in their possession. Only one thing was missing from that body when the police recovered it. One ear was gone. Why should anyone want an ear from a dead man's body? However, the police were so glad to recover that stolen body and return it to the cemetery that they didn't worry too much about the stolen ear. If they had, they might have found out that missing ear from the dead man's body had been passed along until it had finally reached the hands of an unsuspecting scientist who didn't know where it had come from. This scientist studied this human ear. He studied it. He made drawings of it. He copied it. And by studying how this human ear worked, this scientist constructed a mechanical ear that worked the same way, through which you could hear, a mechanical ear that was to become known as the telephone. For the name of that young scientist
was Alexander Graham Bell. Strange, isn't it, that Alexander Graham Bell should invent the telephone thanks to a human ear taken from a dead man's body. A dead man's body which, when stolen from a graveyard, created a sensation. And do you know why the stealing of this body created such a sensation? Because this particular dead man had been one of the most famous athletes in America. His name had been Frank Sandro. He'd been a great wrestler. In fact, he'd been so great that he'd first won the wrestling championship of the state of Massachusetts, then the title in New England, and finally this Frank Sandro had claimed the wrestling championship of the entire United States. Yeah, Frank Sandro was a famous athlete. And when he died in 1874, they buried his body in a cemetery, only to have it immediately stolen from its coffin in a daring robbery and used for one of the strangest experiments of all time. There's no doubt that Alexander Graham Bell never knew that the human ear he used to invent the telephone was from a stolen body. Nevertheless, but for this human ear, Alexander Graham Bell might never have invented the telephone. But the most amazing part of this story is the fact that this champion wrestler, Frank Sandro, whose ear was used in the invention of the telephone so that millions of people could hear, this man whose dead ear enabled people to hear, never could use that ear himself when he was alive. For he had been deaf. Portrait of a deaf man's ear that enabled the world to hear. Reel 5, Charles F. McCarthy.
Question. What color whiskers are the toughest? Black, brown, red, blonde? Well, champion golfer Craig Wood has blonde coloring, and he says they're plenty tough. Now, Craig Wood shaves with lather, the action-packed rich bubble lather that Colgate Rapid Shave Cream produces. The crack golfer says this Colgate lather, with its amazing softening action, takes the gimp out of his bristly beard. Yes, writes Craig Wood, Colgate Rapid Shave Cream has got that certain something that makes soft fuzz out of wiry whiskers. Well, fellows, that's one reason why 2 out of 3 barbers today use Colgate Shave products. Okay, you lather lovers, follow the experts. Follow the champs. Treat your whiskers to Colgate Rapid Shave Cream, the lather shave of champions. Buy a thumping big tube tonight. And now, back to Bill Stern.
Reel 6. Colgate's candid camera catches the story behind the story. New York City, New York. Our sincere thanks to the radio editors from coast to coast who have voted us the top sports commentator in the Billboard Nationwide Radio Poll. You gentlemen have been very, very kind. Detroit, Michigan. A new type of racing boat is being secretly built behind closed doors. It will be jet-propelled and will have a top speed of 118 miles per hour. Veteran boatmen say it can't be done. To drive it will be suicide. One racing driver says it can be done, and he will drive it. His name is Guy Lombardo. That's the 3-0 mark for tonight. Next Friday night, we'll be back, same time, same stations, with another edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel. Our guest next Friday evening will be the famous star, who is a great athlete, Miss Jinx Falkenberg. So be sure and be with us next Friday night at our usual time when we present as our guest a famous star who's a swimming champion and a tennis champion as well, Jinx Falkenberg. See you then. Until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the News of the Day newsreel at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, at the very same time next Friday night, this is Bill Stern for Colgate Shave Cream wishing you all a good night.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream man, is on his way. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream man, had lots to say. He told you tales of sports heroes, the inside dope he really knows. So listen in next Friday night. C-O-L-G-A-T-E.
Ladies, there's still a war on, a war of supply. This country is short of fat, and that's why there's a shortage of soap. Please save all the used kitchen fat you can. Sell it to your butcher for 4 cents a pound. That's one important way to lick the soap shortage. So fill a tin and turn it in. Jack Carson appeared on tonight's program courtesy of Warner Brothers Pictures. He will soon be seen in their production One More Tomorrow. The Bill Stern program tonight came from New York City.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.